Melbourne will stay in lockdown for a further 7 days as health officials remain concerned about a more contagious coronavirus variant. 6 new locally transmitted infections were recorded on Wednesday from just over 51,000 tests, including a positive case who had recently travelled to New South Wales. The city remains under lockdown until 11:59pm, 10th of June, with 5 exceptions to leave home, buying essential supplies, approved work, giving or receiving care, exercise or vaccinations. And year 11 and 12 students will be able to return to face-to-face learning, and outdoor jobs such as painting and landscaping will become authorised. Late on Wednesday, ArCare confirmed another resident at its Maidstone facility who is a close contact of the aged care centre's first COVID-19 case also tested positive. Acting Victorian Premier James Molino says some restrictions will be eased for regional Victoria.
At the end of another 7 days, we do expect to be in a position to carefully ease restrictions in Melbourne, but there will continue to be differences between the settings in Melbourne compared to regional Victoria. So I want to be upfront with people that even if all goes well, we won't be able to have people from Melbourne travelling to regional Victoria during the Queen's birthday long weekend. The risk of exporting this virus is just too high.
The stay-at-home orders will be lifted for regional Victoria, and there will be no limit on the distance residents can travel from their home. Public gathering limits will remain, however, with groups of up to 10 people permitted to meet outside. Regional Victorians will only be able to travel to Melbourne for the 5 permitted reasons and must follow the stricter rules while there. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says it's important to impose restrictions early to avoid an extended lockdown.
Again, you have to look around the world to see what's happened when it's escaped, where transmission just continues with huge numbers affected, and lockdowns that never really ease off, where businesses close for months and months on end, and people are isolated from their loved ones, from their friends, for weeks and weeks on end because transmission continues. It's an awful dilemma, but as I say, the dozen countries that had no community transmission for a year and were living life freely are now in lockdown and seeing thousands and thousands of cases.
And no new COVID cases have been recorded in New South Wales, but the state's south coast remains on high alert after a person from Melbourne visited the area while potentially infectious with coronavirus. Extra testing clinics are operating after New South Wales Health was notified the positive case visited Jervis Bay, Goulburn, Hyams Beach and Vincentia on the 23rd and 24th of May. The person had some symptoms on the 25th of May after driving back to Melbourne the previous day and tested positive on the 31st of May, almost a week later. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant is urging anyone who lives in Jervis Bay or who has visited there since the 22nd of May to get tested for COVID-19 and isolate even if they have the mildest of symptoms.
The family of this member has also tested positive, and we're working with our colleagues in Victoria to understand the timing of the onset of their illness. Now, clearly, if this gentleman was the source for those individuals, then they were not infectious potentially when they were in New South Wales. And clearly, if the reverse is the case, that may take back the exposure period in New South Wales.
The federal opposition is repeating calls for dedicated quarantine facilities after a man in Perth was infected by a fellow return traveller staying in the room next door. Respected health advisor Jane Holton, who undertook a major review of quarantine, says recent breaches in hotels are due to her recommendations not being adopted. Labor Senator Murray Watt pressed government officials appearing at the Senate Community Affairs Committee about why Ms. Holton's recommendations have not been taken up.
Ms. Holton, your government chose Ms. Holton, former secretary of this very department, distinguished public servant, you know, running all sorts of COVID matters around the world. You chose her to do a review of hotel quarantine. She's in the media again today saying that her recommendations haven't been followed. What's she missing? Has anyone spoken to her?
Federal Health Secretary Brendan Murphy told the committee the states had decided early to take responsibility for their own quarantine systems, and there was a steady improvement in those systems.
The states wanted to have the full public health accountability and operation of their hotel quarantine. They took that on over a year ago, and they have been running it ever since, and they have been running continuous quality improvement.
The Morrison government is continuing to resist calls to provide Victorian workers with financial support as a result of the latest lockdown. The Victorian government wants the Commonwealth to reinstate a wage subsidy scheme like JobKeeper. And Acting Premier James Molino says if it isn't, he'll be raising the issue directly at Friday's National Cabinet meeting. Federal Finance Minister Simon Birmingham's told Senate Estimates that Victoria's already received more support than other states and territories during the pandemic. But he says the federal government is monitoring the situation.
Now, I appreciate that, this is now going for a longer period of time. And as I said, I would anticipate the Treasurer, the Prime Minister, myself and other relevant ministers will be having discussions about the implications of this when I'm not sitting here at this table.
And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.